Hey guys, Butters from South Park here. Just want to make sure you have your parents' permission to be listening to this. You know, sometimes we talk about some pretty racy things, like boobies. Well, I guess I'd better get going now. Enjoy the show.
Please state your name.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Please state your purpose.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, powered by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter. Read reviews, choose your own commission plan, and learn more about Mark at markcharter.com.
Now, hear this.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams, Mark Charter.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Adam Gray.
And Adam Gray.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to a Ma-cast?
Ma-cast.
A Ma-cast here on a Monday. It's not. We had a weird week last week. I got pink eye. There was a Cyclone Gridiron Club golf outing that my two prestigious co-hosts were participating in. So we didn't get one done for you, but you got the Fawcast coming up on Thursday like we normally do. And then we got the Mockcast today. It's presented by Mark Charter Real Estate, markcharter.com, at Iowa Real Estate on Twitter. Mark at markcharter.com is where you can contact him, and he'll sell your effing house. What's up, Mark?
I missed you, boys. I got a C Gray last week, so that was good. We golfed together.
We exchanged texts.
We did. It was not the same as...
Dude, you didn't want me around. You guys didn't want me around at that golf tournament.
Why is it called pink eye? Why isn't it called poop eye? That's what it should be called.
Well, so you were
somehow feces was inserted into my eye.
Instead of pink eye, how about stink eye? I got the stink eye. I like that.
So when you got this, you were down in Dallas. My first question was, did Randy Peterson fart in your face? I mean, that's all I can
think
of.
That's funny because Ross asked me something similar on the show the other day on Wednesday when I got back. And then it turned into, did Art Briles fart on your pillow? And my response was, I could only wish. I could only wish.
You actually wouldn't mind getting pink eye if it came from Art Briles.
No, it'd be great. It'd be the best pink eye ever.
It'd
have a great brand. It would, it'd throw the ball all over the place. It'd be great one-liners.
Do you think Art Briles is starting to go from like a genius to a little bit of a crazy guy? Is he starting to teeter a little bit of a mad scientist?
A crazy guy.
A
little bit of Mike Leach to him.
He seems like he's losing it a little bit. Like he's taking it to the extreme.
I feel like
he's going to backfire on him.
I feel like there's enough guys like me out there who are full aboard the worship train.
Yeah.
And it's probably gotten to his head a little bit. So now he's just pushing it. Yeah. I don't mind it. No, I don't think too much. When you're Baylor, you can't do anything too much. It's just like Iowa State.
Okay.
Genius, though, often comes at the sacrifice of sanity.
That's probably true, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Think of the geniuses over time.
Tom Herman's the smartest person I've ever met, and he's clinically nuts.
The Van Goghs that cut their ears off and things like that. It's, you know, it comes with the territory. But it's, speaking of gross stuff like pink eye, it's, have you noticed it's hot out there today?
Yes. It is.
I've got a trick for the women out there, by the way.
What t-shirts?
That's a good one.
No bra.
There's women out there that are convinced that their husbands like leave for the day and they're worried about them going out and cheating on them. That's just not all women.
Does your wife worry about this?
No, she doesn't. But the foolproof way to make sure your husband won't cheat on you, well, it's not foolproof because
is wear a wet white t-shirt.
It is not to do that.
Amen.
But on a hot day like today, you know, I feel like I should be open with our listeners out there. This is a great day where you take a crap load of baby powder and just pack the undies with
nuts.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, if I wanted to go cheat today and went to a hotel room and decided to take off my pants, it would look like LeBron James clapped in front of someone's face right before tip off.
Hey,
this big poof of like my bag of cocaine has just split open.
Free advertising for Duluth Trading Company.
Yeah.
So they gave us some free underwear.
Yeah.
Up at KXNO.
Mm-hmm.
And these, you've seen their commercials because they're everywhere on TV.
Yeah,
they're spending a ton of money. Gray, you should give them a call. They just opened up here in Ankeny.
It's supposed to be really, really comfy stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I do a lot of endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can endorse that's better than these underwear. I got two pair.
Yeah.
And Like, I look forward to that day. Sometimes, be honest with you, like, there have been days where I've worn them 3 days in a row.
So this is what's happened. I figured out the pink eye. They're so comfortable, and he only has two pairs, that he's not swapping out underwear in a regular rotation like he should be. So they got extra filthy, and that led to the pink eye.
I actually think that, and I don't know if this is how you can get it, but... If it really has to do with fecal matter.
Yeah, which it does.
Is it possible I was wiping my daughter's rear and didn't quite get a piece of the poo washed?
And then immediately went to the eye.
Touched the eye. Because usually, like, right when I'm done with that, we have a disinfectant dispenser right next to the changing table. And I always go straight to it.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a possibility you could miss something.
That's plausible.
That's the only thing I can think of. Or...
It is plausible... Probably more so than Randy Peterson farting in your face.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
That you know of.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been some sick prank in the middle of the night.
I've seen you guys get after some of those.
Now that you've had pink eye, though, are you super, super cautious now when you're
doing wiping? Dude, I don't wish that upon my worst enemy, because I had it in both eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem. Like,
you had full Bob Costas is what you had.
If it would have been in one eye, it would have been bearable. Like, it was one of the more... There's one thing I've gone through in my life that was worse. And I'm like, I'm very allergic to poison ivy. So much so that, like, you know, I almost have to go to the ER when I get it get shots. Yeah.
Wow.
My dad is, too. It's just something in our DNA. And I got it in, like, high school. Dad and I were cutting down a tree, and we both got it really bad. And this poison ivy spread all over my every inch of my body had poison ivy.
How's that even possible?
It just spreads, man. Like, if you're, like, some people are allergic to cats and some people aren't. You know what I mean?
I thought it was localized to where it touched you.
No.
What do you do when you get poison ivy? I've never had poison ivy in my life.
You go and get a cortisone shot and you rub calamine lotion all over your body and it's brutal. You take baths and oatmeal. Like, it's
baths and oatmeal? Really?
Yeah, it's awful.
So were you and your dad sharing a bath of oatmeal?
Dad's wasn't as bad. Oh. Dad had his in his eyes and his eyes were all puffed up.
In his eyes?
Says, mine were
worse.
Like, mine was
brutal.
It got on my balls. It was awful.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay.
I do want to talk about a relevant sports topic before we get into whatever podcast shenanigans Mark has cooked up for us
today.
We
need to talk about Vegas. We need to
talk about that.
We need to talk about The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, IndyCar racing.
All sorts of things.
Brandon Scherff. We got a lot of good stuff to get to today. Mark's IndyCar experience.
I'll probably use a bathroom break while you guys are talking about that.
Obviously, I just got back from Dallas last week. There's a lot of this realignment. Mumbo jumbo, is the Big 12 expanding? Should they expand? All this garbage sift through today. The Omaha World Herald has a column on Sunday, which has really piqued the interest of a lot of Iowa State fans on our message board and on our Facebook page and wherever you consume your Cyclone Fanatic news. So the rumor is that back in 2010 or 11, when the big realignment craze was going on, there were four Big 12 teams at the time: Iowa State, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas A&M. There was a possibility of those four schools going to the Big 10 conference to make that the first power conference of 16.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of thoughts on that. One, I feel like if that were the case and that were an actual opportunity, I just don't understand why any of those schools wouldn't have pounced. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to me whatsoever why if that was actually out there in a viable route, why Iowa State would not have, not even Iowa State, any of those schools. Maybe Texas A&M's better off where they're at in the SEC. They probably are. The SEC's a better fit for that program. But the rest of those, I mean, if Oklahoma or Kansas had a shot to go to the Big Ten, or Iowa State, jump all over that.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why would... Okay, again, devil's advocate. I graduated from Iowa State, and I'm from Ames, so cut me some slack here. And I'm going to assume the approach is basketball, okay? But why would the Big Ten want Iowa State? It wouldn't increase TV. They already have a team in the state.
That's another reason, Mark,
that
why
doesn't
this
seem to make a lot of sense.
Why this doesn't make any sense is because if you think back then, what was everybody going after? It was television eyeballs, right?
Correct.
Iowa State brings you nothing as far as television eyeballs go. And more to it, it doesn't make any sense with what they did expansion-wise. Like, they went after Rutgers and Maryland, for crying out loud.
For TV.
Yeah. I mean, there's no consistency there whatsoever. I just, while I do believe the Omaha World Herald writer in the source told him this, I think his source was way, sure they were probably talks, but I'm sure Iowa State probably talked to the big freaking West too. I mean, at that time you're talking to everybody about everything, just trying to find a spot for you to land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it can't, basketball would be what a lot of people think, but none of these decisions are made off basketball. They're 100% on football. Plus, in 2011, Iowa State still was, Hoiberg was what, in his second year there? So Iowa State basketball was not what it is right now.
Yeah.
Football was actually better off in 2011 than Iowa State basketball was.
The only basketball decision that will ever be made in realignment is like a Kansas.
Yeah.
Or if Kentucky or Duke or
yeah.
I mean, Iowa State's brand is not big enough to make any sort of a dent in any sort of a realignment conversation. Now, Kansas, I do remember when all that was going on, the Pac-12 was very interested in Kansas's basketball brand.
Mm-hmm.
I do, and they should be. I mean, that's a lot of money. Look at the deal that Kansas's third tier basketball package has at this point. I mean, they're making money off of that. But I think it's people know this. I'm fascinated by realignment for a lot of reasons. In my opinion, it's still the biggest story in the history of Iowa State athletics, because if you end up in the Mountain West, life as we know it is very, very different. Adam and I better start looking for jobs. I mean, it changes everything. And so that's why I think most of our listeners and most of the people watching from afar understand this. I mean, it changes things significantly. And Adam, you made a good point when we were talking about this up in the lobby earlier. Really good timing to bowl in Jack Trice Stadium right now.
Yes.
Because same with what Kansas State's doing. They're spending a ton of money right now, because when this next round comes,
yep,
and I believe it will come at some point, you better have yourself set up as well as you can be and as attractive as you can be, and they need to win in football. I mean, this is more pressure for Paul Rhodes. I don't think anybody in Ames is talking about it. But, you know, at that point, Paul gone to some bowl games, and Iowa State was a respectable football program. They've got to get back to that point. I don't want to be known as an alarmist, guys, but down in Dallas, like that Oklahoma president, for what he said, while I applauded him at the time, because I'm a big fan of conversation and people just, I don't like the status quo. I don't like a bunch of yes men sitting in a room agreeing with each other. But by that guy, David Boren, opening his mouth for the umpteenth year in a row, we gathered down in Dallas, and instead of football, the number one conversation was realignment and is this league stable? And it didn't have to be that way. There's no other league in the country where when the media convenes, that's all they're talking about other than the Big 12. So they can tell me it's stable all they want. I just don't believe it.
What is more likely, that the Big 12 will add two more teams sometime in the next year or two, or that something else will happen, meaning massive realignment again?
I think that they'd add two teams, but then that doesn't mean something else won't happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anything else will happen until all those television contracts start coming up for bid in like 2024. I think we're all safe until then.
And Texas is still the driver. Are they not?
2024, it's 2015. What are we talking about then? Like, literally, it's 9 years away. What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, you got to learn from history, my friend. This is like,
okay,
anything.
So we're going to be talking about this for nine straight years and nine straight Big 12
as long
years?
Big 12 presidents open their mouths, like, it's not the media pushing this.
I'm not saying it's the media.
It's not us pushing. It's when you've got you got 10 schools, right?
Yeah.
And you got your commissioner at your media days, Bob Woolsey, who openly admits you have schools on one side who feel very strong, you have schools on the other side, and then you have four or five schools in the middle. That tells everybody we're unstable.
Yeah.
And at any point in time, the Big Ten could issue an invite. The SEC it could happen. There's this grant of rights thing, but man, lawyers are powerful. And every year this goes farther, it gets easier and easier to get out of that grant of rights.
So I guess here's the question. You think they're good till 2024?
I'm saying if you were to ask me what's your best guess,
yeah,
I think that, you know, the closer we get to that, the more likely it is something to happen.
As far as either a team getting added on or the Big 12 just blowing up?
Blowing up. I think they could add on at any point. I mean, that could happen not this year, mm-hmm, but like the next year too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, I mean, we got to think that there's this changing landscape where 5 years ago, all, like we talked about, the Big Ten cared about was television eyeballs. Well, now you've got all these stories about how ESPN is having a hell of a time paying its bills because people are dropping their cable and satellite subscriptions. They're watching stuff online. And it's a changing landscape. So I think that what and another thing you have to figure out is like this pay for play and all this stuff that's going on. You've got all these five power leagues kind of working together right now. I just feel like they have way more problems at this point in time to worry about than poaching each other's programs, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense. Part of me likes all this, though, because I hate nothing bothers me more in general than the status quo. If things aren't shifting a little bit, I feel like you're just standing still. And college football, the landscape there, and ESPN, and money, and, yeah. and TV rights, and how we watch things, everything is in shift right now. 10 years from now, it'll look drastically different than it does today.
And that's another reason, Adam, why I said the 2024 thing, because I feel like any move made right now would be premature. I feel like you got to kind of you got to see how this the Big Ten is next up for bids. As far as their television package goes, see what happens there. But I've had the same take for 5 years. I feel like what we're doing right now is not sustainable. Like there's certain times, Mark, where the housing industry, you're like, God, you know, back in whenever it was, it's like this isn't sustainable. There's no way we can keep this up.
Things shift over time, and I think about. Whenever people say, oh, nothing's going to change, I always think about the record industry, you know, how we used to have Musicland and all these stores that you don't see any of those anymore because somebody came up with a new way of doing things. TV will drive this, though.
If people
stop watching live college football or they change their viewing habits, and everything else will change because that's where all the money comes from. Just like movies will change. There will come a time in probably the not too distant future where a movie will be released in the theaters and on your home at the same time, and you'll pay $15 to watch it at home, but literally, like, you know, a blockbuster will come out same day in the theater and your home.
Yeah,
just like Netflix, you can binge watch a whole season if you want to. All of those things are adapting to what the consumer demands, because at the end of the day, that is what matters. That's what that's paying all the bills. So yeah, hold on, it'll be an interesting ride.
I feel like if the Big 12 is smart, and this is not a shill comment. I think Bob Boolsby is one of the most respected and smartest men in the industry, and that's the reason they hired him.
Except for the whole tie thing last year with TCU and Baylor.
The problem with the commish gets blamed for a lot, but he's basically just doing what his people tell him to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the good thing I like about the Big 12 this time around is it seems like they're actually pushing the envelope in a lot of different places. They're having these forums. They're doing all these things. And I would like to see, and I don't know how you can do this because of the Longhorn Network and all that stuff with the third tier, but I know you guys don't watch the WWE, but they have the WWE
Divas.
Network.
I watch Divas now.
Have you heard of the WWE Network,
I have
though?
Not.
What they've done?
No.
It's so. Like 3-4 years ago, they were going to create their own television network, like the MLB network, the NFL network, whatever. And then they stopped. Like, it just, you heard nothing about it. Like, a year and a half ago, they came out with the WWE network, but it's online. Mm-hmm. It's all online. And what you can do is you can go on there, if you have their app or whatever, you can watch any pay-per-view, any episode of whatever show, anything they're doing. If you want to watch Divas, everything. This entire library is on this app. And I feel like if the Big 12 could tap into that type of model where it's like you can watch anything you want. It's streaming. If you want to watch Oklahoma volleyball, if you missed last night's game, we got it right here. And you're working with your universities. I feel like, and you charge $10 a month or whatever. There are people who buy that.
People will complain if they get charged for things that they deem should be free. Like, so most college football games are on ABC or whatever that's over the air. You can get that for free. But in this day and age, with the ability to, you know, have multiple camera crews and send people to cover every event, it seems foolish when you got a great game and you can't watch it because of blackout rights or whatever. So a simple premise is make everything available, and maybe there's a cost. If you want to watch this college football game, it's $5. But you pay the $5.
Kind of like what the NBA is going to do next year. Do you read about that?
Just make it available. Make it a choice. Because it's frustrating when you can't watch something. We've gotten so spoiled. I have 1,000 channels on DirecTV or whatever it is. You know, some ridiculous number. And you search through and you'll see it on the screen. Like, oh, the game's right there. And then you click on it. And no, it's not available, or it's blacked out, or whatever. Just, I'll pay for it, but give me the option to do that. Or then they say, oh, it's on ESPN's, you know, three,
ESPN
whatever.
Three.
Well, guess what? You go on there, and they don't work with DirecTV.
Yeah.
So,
which is total
So they limit
stupid.
Your options, and it's frustrating. $2 million. It's like, I'll pay. Give me an option to pay.
Yeah. The NBA is doing that next year. It's interesting. They're the first big league to do this where you're a Lakers fan, right?
Yes.
And you don't have the package. Let's say you don't have the NBA package. But like, it's a Friday night. Jake's homesick and he's in bed and you're by yourself and you really want to just hang out and watch the Lakers play.
Watch Kobe dominate, yeah.
You can pay $6 just to watch the one game.
$6 for one game?
Yeah, and I know what you're saying. It seems a little high.
Yeah.
But you're paying for the convenience. You don't have to pay $200 for the whole season. You can watch my team tonight.
Yeah, and you know the Lakers are on enough on ESPN and TNT and TBS that if you only have to pay, let's say you do it 10 times, you pay $60 through the year.
Yeah.
That's a lot better deal.
But yeah, and that's my old deal is, like, you're right, Mark. It's all about convenience for people. And I think at this point, like like a Big 12 network, a physical network on TV, I don't know if that's the route to go. I don't know. There's a lot smarter people than me trying to figure this stuff out.
Mark Cubans of the world.
My old deal to wrap this semi-serious conversation up, I would not read too much into that Omaha World Herald column. And I know a lot of people are. And I started spreading it out there yesterday, too, because it's interesting. And the best thing here is that Iowa State's actually mentioned, though.
Yeah.
When's relevant. The last time we heard a realignment conversation that's good news for
that
Iowa
wasn't,
State.
That wasn't us getting booted.
Yeah, every single one of them I've ever read before is a kick to the stones for Iowa State.
Yeah,
is good.
But yeah, we're mentioned, but it's like being mentioned for a top 10 basketball recruit. You're mentioned, but you're not there. It's not going to happen.
What would you rather be that, or would you rather be Kansas State, who's left out of the conversation here?
Well, but according to you, the conversation is not really real.
No, but my point is there's a perception standpoint, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be included in the talk, even if it is BS.
I'd rather just be included when the decision gets done. Who cares about what the talk is in between?
Yeah.
That's the difference between us, Adam.
Yeah.
You're a wait and see. I'm an agenda setter. Like, I don't just sit back and wait.
That's why they call him Trailblazer Williams over there.
For a reason. Well, it's a
But it's not even a real story.
It's paramount, realignment in general will single-handedly determine, like, results on the field mean nothing at this point. There's no story that's more important in the history of Iowa State athletics than this.
I'm not disagreeing that. I'm just saying being listed in an Omaha Herald article that's not real, what does it really matter in the grand scheme? It matters zero. It doesn't matter at all.
No, No, you're right, but I'm talking about perception, though.
Impression. All those impressions add up.
Exactly. It is one guy. It is a conversation where somebody doesn't think Iowa State is a pile of crap, where in most of these realignment deals, Iowa State is generally thought of as a pile of crap.
You know what this reminds me of? Have you guys seen the movie? It's by Christopher Guest, the same guy that did Best in Show, the dog movie. There's one called For Your Consideration. And it's about same characters, but it's about this really crappy movie that they're filming. And one at a time, the characters or the actors in this film get mentioned as possible Academy Award nominees. And it just happens to be like some writer somewhere in a small piece says, I saw the movie. I think it's Oscar worthy. So then they take this Oscar worthy and they run with it.
Yeah.
And suddenly they start changing their lifestyle and all this stuff. And eventually the person that never got mentioned for being Oscar worthy actually ends up winning the Oscar. But it doesn't even take a credible source to mention you. Sometimes just getting mentioned is what matters. And in this article, that's the equivalent. It's like, Iowa State was thrown in there. There's some relevancy to that, et cetera. So, yes, it doesn't mean anything from the perspective of it's in the Omaha World Herald.
We just like when our backs get patted.
I don't even think it's that. I agree with your point in general, but I don't think this scenario fits into that.
Let's change the topic.
You know me when it comes to realignment. It's so depressing that I have a hard time even following it.
Yeah, but that, like, just because you can't just bury your head in the sand and act like it's not happening.
No, I'm not saying it's not happening, but me following, I'm not making any decisions, right? Jimmy Pollard's not picking up the phone and asking me. So
why do you follow recruiting?
I don't worry about things I can't control.
Why do you follow recruiting then?
Because I don't worry about recruiting. I just enjoy following it. I enjoy it. Following recruiting is something I enjoy. I don't enjoy looking at Iowa
following
State possibly
and worrying
blowing
are
up.
Two different things.
Okay.
You can follow something without worrying about it.
I worry about Big 12 realignment, and I can't do anything about
it. 9 years from now.
I don't bury my head in the sand, but I don't. There's people on our website. and God love them, they talk about all the different situations. They look over all the stuff. I mean, they probably have 1,000 posts on Cyclone Fanatic strictly about Big 12 realignment in the last 3 or 4 years. Me, maybe 2.
For a while, that worry seemed relevant, though.
For a while, it absolutely seemed
like we were going to be going to Jack Trice and watching Mac games.
It's still relevant.
That's what it seemed like. And hopefully that won't happen.
It's so depressing.
Yeah, it's still very relevant. I mean, if you were to put a gun to my head right now and say, do you think Iowa State ends up getting left out? I'd say no. I think eventually, like, the current Power Five comes together and they do something on their own. But I also don't trust... I don't trust Oklahoma. I don't trust Texas. I don't trust anybody in the Big 12, really.
Anyone from the South?
No, I don't. I don't trust Kansas because I mean, if the Big 10 would offer Kansas right now, they'd leave.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
And no one should trust Iowa State because if Iowa State gets a better offer.
That's the problem with this league.
Well, that's the problem with any league, though. If a school university gets an offer to better themselves, they're going to do it because at the end of the day, it's about
but the
what
problem
makes
is
that university
every other
better.
League has such a good scenario right now, other than the Big 12.
Yeah, that's the one that's kind of adrift out there.
And
so.
It's just I've totally done a 180 on this because I applauded the Oklahoma president when he did what he did, but now having the perspective that I do, like all he did was create drama that didn't need to be there. Yeah.
But let's say Pac-12 is obviously much more solid footing than the Big 12. Big 12 puts together a package for Colorado, says, if you come back, Colorado, we'll give you $20 more million a year. We got this deal going on. Is Colorado not coming back for $20 more million a year?
Yeah, but it's not that simple.
No, but like, my point is, any university, I don't care if it's Iowa State, Kansas, they are going to do what's best for their university.
Yeah.
So it's hard to fall.
But my point,
Oklahoma,
like the example that you just gave is not realistic, though. Like, of course they would do it if they're going to get $20 more million a year, but they're not. Like, it's not going to happen. And there's, you know, their lawyers are involved, and everybody's in a good spot other than the Big 12, unfortunately.
Let's talk about fun stuff.
What do you want to talk about, Mark?
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out first of all.
You went to the IndyCar.
Right? I did. I want to give a shout out first of all, though, to all the listeners out there because I was telling Gray before this, and Gray was mentioning some names too, or not names, but
pull that away from your mouth just a little bit.
There's a lot of people.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people out there that I meet on a regular basis that say complimentary things about this, and you know, the occasional a-hole, but that's okay. But just, you know, parking lot attendant at the I-Cubs game, ran into him the other day. A guy I was playing softball with at Denver Met. Not softball, kickball, actually, which was kind of fun. Gray ran into a couple people. You described them as probably being in their 50s. Women.
Yep.
That listen.
I'd say early 40s.
But I heard it. But what made me bring this up was I heard a funny story about a while back on the podcast. I told the story about when I went to Vegas and I ended up sleeping naked with my buddy, who's a UPS driver. And then he was giving me crap on the golf course. Yeah, he was giving me crap on the golf course yesterday because he's like, oh yeah, thanks a lot, buddy. Because like everyone knows about that now because he went into a salon in Ames. I think it was the Finesse Salon and said some of the girls that they were asking him if he was the guy. The UPS guy
that cuddled you while you were naked.
I don't know if there was cuddling, but he's like, yeah.
Spoonage.
So now it's well known. So apparently, some people up at the Finesse Salon, if they're listening, hello.
More free advertising. We're giving away free advertising. Yeah.
Hello,
right here.
Gray is cringing over
here.
Oh
man, hello. No, that's all right.
So yeah, so if you listen and enjoy this, I'm just saying thanks today because that's nice.
Good for you.
It's nice. But yes, we could either go in the line of Vegas, because I mentioned Vegas, or we could talk about the races.
I think we need to talk about the races, and then we'll move into your trip.
All right, I'll be back in a little bit, guys.
No, Charter was I feel like he really enjoyed going to the IndyCar races.
He enjoyed the party atmosphere. He did not enjoy watching cars go in circles. No.
So here's the deal. So when the race started, I turned to somebody.
Jed? My dad?
No, I think it's not relevant.
I think
it was you. But anyway, my point was that I said, so the race had just started. They got all the engines fired up, and they take off for the first time.
Yeah.
And I made the point that I understand, money aside, why these race car drivers get mostly hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're a woman and you're seeing, like, your man out there doing that.
Revving his engine.
Dude.
Did it turn you on?
It didn't turn me on. It, you know.
I'd lie if I said I didn't get a little bit of a chubby every time I go to a race.
But it's the power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Powerful. It was funny, too, because there were a lot of cautions in the race, and you guys kept saying how that typically doesn't happen.
Not with IndyCars. Like, in NASCAR, there's cautions, but not in IndyCar, usually.
So, cautions are boring, because then they just drive around in a slow circle. But the coolest part about the race was I won money on it.
Yeah, you did.
So, we bet before the race, Gray. We bet, we each threw $20 in the pot, so there was an $80 pot, and we each got to pick a couple of drivers. And my driver, Hunter Ray, won the race.
Yeah.
So, my first and only race, I won money. But the cool part of the night is we met Brandon Scherff.
Dennis in Iowa.
He
Pride
was
of the
there.
Hawkeye 10 conference.
Big dude. His hands feel like pork chops when you shake them. I mean, big, thick. You know, I guess all linemen probably have big hands like that.
Yeah.
Met him. But, of course, the more important than that is we met in person. You had talked to him on the phone before in the radio. We met the Bachelor.
Yeah, the Bachelor. Hung out with him for a while.
And now, if the NASCARs didn't turn you on a little bit, did the Bachelor turn you on?
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad for the guy after a while. He was there. He was down where we were for, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
25 minutes.
He doesn't live a cool life anymore.
And the whole time he was down there, he was away from the track. So he wasn't watching any of the race. It was one girl and guy after another coming up to him. Photos. I saw girls handing him their phone, like, hey, talk to my friend type of a thing. But anyway, so I talked to him for a good 5 minutes, talked a little business, and also said, hey, Chris and I, Chris Williams, we're fans of the show. We want to do a Fallcast with you. And he was totally cool with that.
Yeah.
And since then, Chris the Bachelor and I have had a textual relationship.
Wow.
So, breaking news, by the way, since we've been on the air, because we're trying to line up a date to meet with him.
We're going
to
go hang out with him at his house.
This no way sounds weird at all, guys. This
so, we're going to go do an in-depth behind the scenes, ask all the questions we want to ask about this show.
Yeah.
And I think he'll probably answer a lot of them. Probably can't answer some.
I'm going to dig deep into the fantasy suite.
We need to dig deep. Yeah.
No.
So, the text that came in this morning is because we were trying to land a date for the 18th and 19th. Things have changed, Williams.
Pick.
He says this week or early next week would work better for me. I had a change of plans. What day works best for you?
We're gonna have to go this week.
So
because I'm gone next week.
So Chris and I are likely going to head up to Arlington
this week, huh?
If you can fit it in, we're gonna head up to Arlington and do a one-on-one with the Bachelor.
I can't do Friday. You know, maybe we do Thursday, Mark, because we're gonna do a podcast anyways.
Maybe we could.
And then Gray just won't be a part of it because he's already denounced the Bachelor. He doesn't want anything
to
do with
it. We make that the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's Gray's, the best
Gray's
to
welcome to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate the invite, Mark.
You said in our beginning conversation that you had no interest in going to hang out with the Bachelor.
No.
You said that.
No, okay.
I can find the text message. No, you said that.
Yeah,
you said you didn't want to be a part of it.
I don't want to be a part. Here's the thing. If you
don't like the Batch.
If you go put me on the Fallcast to talk to him about the Bachelor, I watch your episodes. I know nothing about it. I would sound even more of an idiot than I already do on
the
Fallcast.
You need to do a little homework on the show.
And I don't care to do the homework because I don't care about the Bachelor. I think it's one of the worst shows on television.
Maybe it's this Thursday then.
So
I say we road trip it up to Arlington, baby.
I am so embarrassed for you guys. It's not even funny.
What?
We might be doing this.
No,
exclusive with the Batch.
You realize with a special guest, you're not
going to
be you're not
going
to be on the most listened to podcast we've ever done.
Are we going to his house?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
I think so.
Are there going to be just like ladies there since he's such a ladies man now?
Dude, you know how easily I could get some ladies to come along with us on Thursday when I say that's where we're going?
He told me.
It'd be so easy.
He told me on KXNO that like it's really weird now because Arlington, Iowa is small, right?
Tiny.
And he said that there's like tourists who will drive by his house and take pictures and stuff.
I don't doubt that at
all. This guy's life, like, and I want to talk to him about
that's
this.
That's what we got to talk about.
This
like
guy's
exactly
life,
how
like,
it changed.
Man, like, listen. Like I don't feel bad for the guy because he made these choices.
He agreed to it.
And all these hotties, and he made out with however many of them. Like, pretty good stuff, right? Now he's like this celebrity, and he's this rich farmer from Eastern Iowa. I don't feel bad for him at all. But, man, like, there's no way. I don't think that when he made that decision, you can prepare yourself for what we saw at that IndyCar race. You
but
can't even take a
well,
deep
no,
breath.
Well, no. The original decision was – he was going on this show to try to find a wife. That was the original decision.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I believe from my short period of time with him, from where he's from, he wasn't a farmer looking for fame. I don't think that either.
He's a pretty genuine dude.
But that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of in my life.
You think when he originally applied to be on The Bachelorette as one of the 25 dudes, his goal was fame?
His sister's the one who signed him up for it, by the way.
He'd be out of here already. He would have left Iowa permanently.
Is he a good-looking dude?
Yeah.
Has he got a good personality?
Well,
seems like
to be determined.
Yeah, we'll determine that. Talk to him.
I don't know if he's rich.
Okay,
you can't make that assumption.
Okay,
maybe
that guy's not struggling to find women. Okay, let's be honest.
In Arlington, Iowa, maybe.
Then move.
He can't.
You got your farm,
family farm.
Oh, but he can't move
the farm.
He's able to take time off to go on the Bachelor for a while, but he can't take time off from the farm to go find a wife.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
It's for fame, guys. Come on, let's be honest.
Adams,
here.
This is the same guy who said he wouldn't go hang out at the Playboy Mansion.
It is. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring up these points. If we do it Thursday, we'll bring up these points.
Maybe
to Chris.
I might
we're gonna
come,
say okay.
So I can look at him and say I don't believe.
We're gonna say that the third leg of the podcast doesn't buy it.
Yeah.
Does not buy
it. He thinks you're full crap.
You did this from the beginning for fame.
Maybe.
What do you say? Well, I'll ask him that question. I'm going to ask him some stuff.
I'm sure he's going to give 100%.
And going to ask him a bunch of fluffy stuff.
He's going to give an honest answer, too, I'm sure.
We got to have fun with him, though.
Yeah.
I'm not grilling him.
That's a fun question,
I'm not John Stossel. You know, I'm going to have fun, but I want to ask him, you know, I got all sorts of questions.
This is good.
Like, when you're on The Bachelor, like, how do you eat?
Text him back.
Like, how do you eat? Like, they bring you food? I just want to know.
Text the batch back in... Because he told me on KXNO that I could just call him Batch.
Let's set an over...
Text him back and see if Thursday will work.
This Thursday? What time?
Let's set an over-under.
I don't know.
How far away is it? A couple hours?
Yeah, so I just need to be back by 4.
So around 11?
10, 11. Whatever works.
At...
You know, because I want to spend some quality time with him after, too.
At your house? We want...
Or we can go have some beers like at the local Arlington cafe.
I said, all right, here's my text. I said, this Thursday around 11 at your house, ? We also want to bench press hay bales with you.
we'll see what he says. You know what I should do? I should bring Van Winkle, our old photographer who works for Chino, and he could totally do like a package of us like working out with The Bachelor.
I'm telling you, man, this thing, you're we don't have to do that, but to not get some of this on video will be a crime.
Well,
we do need somebody with a camera.
Ask him if I
can
bring Van Winkle.
He wouldn't care. He wouldn't care.
Batch is a pretty cool dude.
He would not care.
I believe he's a cool
No,
dude.
You're just calling him a liar.
No. I'm just
You're questioning his character.
The guy doesn't need to go on Bachelor to find a girl, okay? I'm sorry. How did people find girls for thousands of years before the show Bachelor?
That's the stupidest thing.
FarmersOnly.com.
Exactly.
I lived in Shenandoah for 3 years after I graduated. Now, I was engaged.
Yeah.
So it's totally different scenario. But I thought numerous times because Bloom lived with me for a while and we would try and like have some sort of because Bloom just would rather stay in his room and watch baseball all night. But like I thought numerous times how difficult it would be to find an actual wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I lived there.
Okay.
Like and Shenandoah is 5 times the size of where he lives.
Okay. Yeah. There's like 800 dating websites online anymore.
He chose
Bachelor.
You can't trust those, man.
He did it.
He didn't choose them. They chose him.
Okay. I'm not faulting him for going on it.
Hey, I would totally go on it.
If I was a single guy and I could be on that show, absolutely I'd be on it. I'm not faulting him for that. I'm just saying don't sit here and tell me
you need to remember,
went on that show to find a woman.
What you need to remember with Gray, though, is he did not watch the show.
I did not.
Right?
No. Gray's
so he went on.
Totally. Just like he did with Caitlyn Jenner. He's just judging this without
the
having
reason,
an education.
The reason Chris, other than being a good-looking dude, got picked to be the next Bachelor was he was one of those guys, if you recall, didn't create any drama.
Nope.
All the guys in the house seemed to like him.
Yep. Good
guy. You know, he got far in the show.
Handsome.
I'm sure I'd love the guy.
I think you're knocking a legitimately nice guy. Without,
I do too. I think you're being just like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Obviously, by me just saying that I think he did it for fame, it means I'm knocking the guy himself.
I just think you're questioning
his
character.
Look at you, media member, just spinning something that someone said.
Unnecessarily questioning the man's character.
Jeez, you could be on a news outlet right now. I thought you were spinning this.
I'd agree. I agree that
Psycho Fanatic is not a news outlet.
You're also questioning his character.
Nah.
Yeah.
We're going to ask him about that.
I think it's unfair.
So
we should actually, you know, I could get a recording of everything that Adam said. We could play it back for him and let him respond to it.
Let him respond. He's going to say, who is this jackass?
Who is this
mother?
Chump?
Quick announcement, too, which we'll probably get nowhere, but I put it on Fanatic yesterday, 2 days ago, something like that. I am somewhat trying to get together a high-dollar fantasy league. So if anyone out there listening to this wants to be in it.
High dollar. What do you mean by high dollar? Like $1,000 to get
$1,000 entry.
Holy
what?
Crap.
No more than 10 teams.
Hard pass.
Winner take all.
No thanks.
So if you want to win up to $10,000 in fantasy this year, a couple people on Fnatic have reached out and said they would do it. I don't want to do it with four guys, though. So that sounded weird. But you know what I mean. So if anyone's listening and says, yep, I'm a gambler. I like fantasy football. I've got $1,000 laying around that I can get rid of.
You know that this is going to play into your haters, Mark.
That's totally fine. I put that on the forum. I said either we'll form a league or you guys can have fun with how rich I am. That's what I said on the forum.
So you're such a dick. I love it.
So it's totally fine. So
I appreciate you your assholeness. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm not going to apologize for making decent money. I mean, I'm sorry.
I think it's great.
You know, $1,000 to me is not the end of the world. If I lose $1,000, it's just not.
If I had an extra $1,000 laying around, I would have never gotten pink eye.
I need to talk to your bosses upstairs, man. There's the money. Say, hey, guys, got a fantasy league going on.
It wouldn't surprise me if Matt did it.
Yeah, Matt would probably. Matt,
I was thinking about sending out an email if I could to our fantasy golf league just to say, hey, if anybody wants to do it, you know. Let me
forgot to get my pick in last week.
Did you? Better my pick.
I did not. I also did not get a pick in.
Yeah, well,
we all were hung over after the British.
After the British. So speaking of gambling.
Did the batch get back to you yet? I saw your phone blow up.
That brings up Vegas. So we need to talk about Vegas because you said you wanted to tell me something on the
you
show.
Should see if Chris Soules wants to go.
He has not gotten back to me yet. No text back.
Why did you schedule Vegas on the same weekend I'm going to Tuscaloosa? Was that a shot at me?
It was not a shot at you.
It kind of seems like it's just a personal attack.
Because he knew you weren't going anyway.
First of all, I don't think you would have gone.
No.
Second of all, I totally would have.
I don't think you would have.
Second of all, I think that it's extremely difficult to plan a trip like that when both teams are on the road.
Yeah, so it's a good weekend. That's the reason
both teams are on the road, so that way you weren't going to run into the interference of the Hawkeye fan. Oh, I'm going to Kinnick or whatever. So nobody has that crap to spew.
Hey,
so the deal with the trip was, and we got to get Gray's response here live on the podcast.
Okay,
I put this out on my Facebook too. It isn't a complete random stranger come. So if someone from the podcast wants to go, that I
can I
don't
do a
know.
Quick commentary on Gray before you get into this.
Oh, great! Yes. I look forward to this.
Gray, so he was bragging to me before you showed up.
Okay,
I was.
We were making some coffee. Up in the nook.
Yeah.
Gray was openly bragging to me that he scored brownie points with his wife by apparently a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
He's like, I absolutely wouldn't. And my wife found out, and she was very happy with me. And I said to him, this is my
son of a bitch.
If I said to my wife, yeah, if I had an invite to go hang out at the Playboy Mansion, I wouldn't do it, honey, because I love you so much.
She would call you a liar.
Yeah, she'd go, you're a freaking liar.
Because she knows you're a dirtbag. My wife knows I'm not a dirtbag.
My point
That's
is,
the difference.
You don't have to have sex with a Playboy bunny.
No, you probably weren't going to anyway.
I can go and have a beer with them. Yeah. I can sit in the hot tub. And if they choose to take their tops off, that's on them, not me. Okay? And my wife would be like, hey, you know what? It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Go for
it. Plus, you have pink eye. They ain't touching you.
I know who you're coming home to. So keep that in mind when you're talking about Gray in Vegas when he has a newborn, okay?
So the trip was, to recap for people that aren't listening, so last year I offered this trip on Facebook, and I said, all right, round-trip airfare from Des Moines to Vegas. Three nights we stayed at Aria, which is a very nice hotel last year. So round-trip flight, three nights, and last year was a little cheaper. It was $200, but I'm upping it.
What the hell?
This year. And nine or ten guys took me up on that and went. Had a great time. I lost every bet I placed out there, so I lost a crap load of money. But it was my birthday weekend, just like this year will be. My birthday is the 8th. And it was great.
So I'll text you from Tuscaloosa.
I said, why not do this again? So I put it out there, and Gray immediately gets on there. It's $300 to go on this trip. And Gray said, I think you said you're interested or whatever.
I said, I'm in.
But
period.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, he's not in.
Yeah, don't go anywhere where hot girls are, though. He can't be there.
He is not in because, rumor has it, in Vegas, there's some beautiful women.
Well, can't go there.
And occasionally, if you go into certain buildings in Vegas, they will take their tops off for you. So, And for the record, we did not go to one of those places last year. We were very good.
Am I allowed to talk yet? Or
no.
Let Mark finish. So Gray has not officially said whether he's in or out, but I'm trying to book this trip this week. So now, I asked you before we started if you were in. You said you're saving it for the Fawcast. So now's the time to tell me if you're in or out, and if you're out, I need a really
good
excuse.
We need to know. Wow.
First, I'm not going to say anything to you guys off the record here, because you guys will just bring it up on the
Yeah, we will.
Chris just did.
Yeah, we will.
Was it a lie?
It was a dick move.
Was that a lie?
It was a dick move, all right?
What you told me in the Nook, was it true?
I just said that my wife happened to be listening to the podcast.
Here's the real question. Did you plant
your wife,
that?
Your wife's a liar, because she said she never listened to this.
No, I was listening to it, because I like to re-listen to it every now and then.
Did you say that and then play that knowing she would hear it? Because it seems to me like you set your wife up here.
It does, actually.
No comment. I might sound like an idiot, but I'm pretty smart when it comes to getting
a little, picture his wife listening in the
TLC
background to this
wife,
while he's
right?
saying this, and she's going, "Oh, baby, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
I married a good one, didn't I?"
Well, at least my wife knows I'm not a liar.
That's true.
If I could sip a Jack and Coke with the Playmates in a hot tub, I would absolutely. It doesn't mean I'm cheating on my wife.
You're famous enough
lying.
That might happen in your lifetime.
I am not lying. I would turn down, as a married man, a father of soon to be three, I would turn down an invite to the Playboy Mansion. What would it do for me at this stage?
Just
of my
hang
life?
Out.
So I've seen boobs before.
It's not about the boobs. It's about the experience.
Oh my God!
So we go to LA because the Fawcast is international, right?
Yeah.
They want us to be on what show? Conan. CNLA?
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien invites us out. Like, hey, yeah, great. We're coming out.
Is the batch involved, or is it just us?
Yeah, because he's the fourth member of the podcast. Yeah. So it's the four of us talking about this
He
this
may
podcast.
Replace Gray, because I don't know if those two can coexist.
Possibly. So we're out there, and Conan says, "Hey, guys, great show. Thanks for coming on. By the way, I got an invite tonight to the Playboy Mansion. I want you guys to come as my guests."
Well,
William and I are saying,
"Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're in.
We're moving things around."
And Gray's saying, you know, I got a movie back at the hotel I want to watch.
You're changing things here now. If I'm going with Conan,
fantasy football
I'm in.
Draft.
If you're going with Conan, you're in.
Yeah, but if I'm going with just you two, I'm not going with just you
that
two.
Is
but
ridiculous.
Conan, absolutely. Count me in.
That's a ridiculous.
So how did the Playboy Mansion change?
No, because I'm hanging out with Conan O'Brien.
But
it's not.
But 5 minutes ago, it was, you know, I've got three kids.
Because then it's not about going and seeing naked chicks like you guys.
It's not about seeing. If I want to see those girls naked, I can get on the internet.
You think the girls are less likely to take their tops off if Conan O'Brien's there?
No, they're probably more likely. But for me, it's all about just, hey, Conan O'Brien's a man. I want to go hang out with Conan O'Brien. I don't care about going and seeing these.
It's not about
dumb
the boobs,
women.
Dude. If we want, we can go buy Playboy and look at their boobs. That's not what it's about.
It's about seeing him in person.
It's about hanging out with Hef and the experience.
You could be the Big Earls in 20 minutes from here if you want it to be.
And I'm sure it's the same quality of women.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So anyway, okay, Vegas. Back to it.
Vegas. Are you going to go?
So yesterday we're driving, and I bring this up to my wife. I say, hey, $300, November 6th to 9th, which is about a month and a half after a baby's born. And she says, you know, I'd be all right with it, but do you really want to go to Vegas with a bunch of guys you don't know? And I said, yeah, that doesn't bother me. And she goes, yeah, that doesn't seem like anything that would bother you.
You say, I don't charter. That's the only one.
And she goes, well, you know, I don't really know about this charter guy. I think he's a bad influence on you. I've heard some of these Fawcasts when you're playing them sometimes, and I don't know.
Just like this.
I don't know what this
like
guy's all about.
Conversation.
Like this one.
I said to her, he's all talk. That he's a big softy. He's not really. He wouldn't go to the Playboy Mansion either. But it was because of the Playboy Mansion. She heard you say, you would go. And she's like, I don't know if I want you going to Vegas with this guy. Well, you know, what's going to go on? Long story short, I can go to Vegas.
You're down
I'm
for
down.
Sure.
Yes.
What was the part there for?
Well, I guess I haven't gone back. Here's the thing with my wife. She might say, I'm not sure. And then if I go and just say, hey, I'd like to go, she'd be like, okay. My wife's really, she's really cool about that.
So I'm probably going
really
to need
cool
to know for sure this week, because I got to book the tickets.
How about I let you know tonight for sure, 100% for sure tonight.
So again, I'm going to, she's probably going to listen to this. She probably listens every week and
just
doesn't
tell them. She only listens if I'm playing it and she's in the.
All right.
So here's the truth. Last year, 9 or 10 guys there, I did not enter a strip club.
Strip clubs are so overrated.
I didn't go, and that's what she's worried about.
Oh, but man, the Playboy Mansion would be so great.
It's not a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
It's hanging out in a pool in L.A. with a bunch of beautiful women and half.
I've heard the Playboy Mansion is really kind of underwhelming.
Yeah,
because
I have
it's
too.
Like it's stepping back into the 70s.
Yeah,
basically.
It's not a strip club. You think that you walk in?
Yeah.
You think that you walk in there and like these women just start taking their tops off?
No,
for
but
you?
I'm saying that's
not how it works.
You
okay? All right, personal pledge, Julie. Okay, so here's the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter, okay? Because I know some of the guys that are probably going to go. So I get stuck a little bit in the middle, which I'm okay with because the middle actually keeps me protected.
You're like a moderate.
I'm going to Vegas with several guys. There's going to be some single guys, and they can do whatever they want. There's going to be some married dudes, of which I'm one of them. And a lot of these people are my clients, right? I know them through that originally, and then they became friends. So these guys are going to go back and report to their wives what I was doing the whole time. And yes, I'm going to drink.
Married men.
Yes, I'm going to have fun. But what I don't want them doing is going back, and not only will the wives not like me, but it's going to cost me business in the future. And they're like, nope, you said Charter did this in Vegas.
Will you see Kelly in Vegas?
You need to have them sign a form.
We could, yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about this. They need to sign a non-disclosure about the Vegas trip.
Kelly will probably be placing some bets somewhere that weekend. I'm sure she will, in fact. So,
did you tell her, by the way, when she was on about my feelings towards her, or did you leave that part out?
That she's fug? No, I didn't.
She's a butterface.
That is so ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
You're just trying to stir stuff up.
I'm just stupid.
Dude,
comment.
If you think
I had people tweeting at me later that day saying I completely agree.
If you think she is a butterface, then your perspective on the world is so skewed.
Think about all the stuff Gray has said in the last two podcasts. His insensitive take on Caitlyn Jenner. His saying that he would not go to the Playboy Mansion because he has three kids.
You know, here's the thing, guys. You think it's funny when you do this and like try to pay me off, but I actually have people sending me messages sometimes thinking how insensitive on this. And I am not. I'm not. I don't appreciate it. I'm just going to say
it's because you say stupid stuff like that she has a butter face, which is ridiculous.
I had people that agreed with me on
that. The average male.
There's a lot of weirdos in this world.
Williams, would the average male not at least rate Kelly as an 8?
Yes. The average male would rate her.
That cannot be a butter face.
If you just take her face, it's like a 5. Body's like a 9.
Good grief.
What do you think about that, Williams?
Oh, I think she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Pretty girl.
Yeah, that's nice.
Have you talked to Ross? Is she going to make an appearance on the show?
I have not. She's going to. I already booked it. Yeah, she's going to be on once a week with us.
Once a week?
I haven't talked with Ross, but I know Ross will be
fine. She knows your football, man. I think she'll make a good radio segment for those guys.
Ross will be cool with it. Ross likes good programming. She'll provide good programming.
I think so.
And we can post her. Like, she's a good confidant on the show.
Yeah.
You know, because she like retweets and like she's all she's one of those guests who actually takes part. You know, it's a two-way street thing.
You're using her sex appeal to try to get more listeners.
Well, the fact that she's an attractive female absolutely helps. Okay. I would rather have her than some 65-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Like we're a young man show.
Lee Sterling last year.
I lost a lot of respect for Lee Sterling when Iowa State was playing Tulsa.
Yeah.
And Lee Sterling went on Ken Miller's show at the time talking about how great of a passer Cody Green is.
Jeez.
And at that point, I go, never taking a bet, that guy says.
I lost.
That's a good call.
Seriously, he said that. And I went on, because I was on after. I was on hold. And I was like, I even said that. I called him out on the air. I'm like, what? Did he just? What?
It's like the same people that put Sam Richardson on like the top of the Davey O'Brien list or something like that.
The Manning Award.
Manning Award, yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Well, I don't think that anybody put him on top. That's just all that is proof that everybody gets on those watch lists.
Yeah.
That's all that was. People take those lists way too seriously.
Very seriously. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm talking like the positive and the negative. Like any of those watch lists are garbage.
Until what, the last 10?
Yeah. Until they start breaking it down. Like the semifinalists and the finalists. Yeah.
Hey, and let's pray that he is on it at the end because that would mean great things for Iowa State this year.
It would mean good things for Iowa State.
So
before I forget,
we got to go soon. We're at 52 minutes.
We're getting closer to.
Did the Bachelor text you back?
No.
Okay.
Still am I.
You guys are like girls, like texting a guy and then like waiting, like, is he going to text me back? I'm embarrassed for you guys right now.
Shut your mouth.
I am really embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for your face.
Good Lord. Your butter face over there.
I want people to tweet at us and ask if it's weird that two dudes are excited about hanging out with the Bachelor and texting him. I want to know.
He's a celebrity, man.
Good Lord.
He's a celebrity.
I think most dudes would be envious of us going to hang out with the Batch.
If there was other like females there, but if it's just you three hanging out, why would they be envious?
What's a gift? Do we have a podcast T-shirt lying around we could give him?
We do have one.
We should that, and then we should bring him like some Starbucks or something, because he, you know, he doesn't get that. He's so far away from the city.
We need to order more Fawcett shirts.
It'd be cold. Yeah. So that reminds me.
Well, I could warm it up.
That reminds me of a couple things. One, Fawcett shirts have had some requests for some Fawcett shirts. If you are listening and want one, the money goes to charity. $25 for a Fawcett shirt. You guys can attest they're soft.
They're cozy.
They're soft.
They're comfortable to wear. If you are listening and want one, tweet at me or email me at Iowa Real Estate with a size. And again, they're $25, and we'll get some more made up. And yes, we can definitely take one to him, and hopefully he'll wear it.
He probably won't.
And then I was going to ask one more thing that I am totally blanking on.
Well, I'll let you think about that. One of the questions you need to ask him on the Fawcast, we need to set an over-under right now on how many chicks he's hooked up with since being on The Bachelor, and see if he's gone over and under that. How many do you think?
Well,
is that a legitimate question?
This is predicated on the fact that he would say that.
I think it's a little personal. I think that's crossing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
His personal life was all over TV forever. I mean,
not hooking up. I mean,
but here's the theory, and I'll see.
What's your definition of hooking up? Like all the way?
Well, he's an adult, isn't he?
I mean, yeah, all the way. So, you're not talking about first base,
no?
Are you?
Not when you're 20, whatever. However,
I think it's inappropriate.
Here's why most of the Bachelor relationships don't work, and maybe he will talk about this. Hopefully Thursday. Guy that apparently, and Adam doesn't believe this, has trouble getting women. Goes on the show, becomes famous, gets a woman, realizes I can now get lots of women.
Kicks her to the curb.
No longer wants just one woman, and relationship ends.
Yeah, Batch isn't like that. He's a good guy.
We're gonna find out.
He's frankly, this for all the right intentions, guys.
Frankly,
right
if he intentions. Said that to me, if he said, you know what, man, I just found out the world is my oyster, I'd be like, hey, I hear you.
Yeah,
man.
You're not tied down.
The world is our oyster, and we'll
grace
we'll
is part of it.
We'll continue to attack it Thursday if we're in Arlington or if we're here at the office in Ankeny. We got to go, though.
All right.
We're right at an hour.
Let me know if you want a shirt.
Yeah. Tweet at him. What's your email? Mark@markcharter.com.
Mark@markcharter.com or at Iowa Real Estate.
Or at Fawcast.
Twitter. Or Fawcast. You can go Fawcast on Twitter as well,
if you'd like. It's the Mawcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.